You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, many of us are kind of scratching our heads with this one. Study has been released saying that your diet sodas, your artificially sweetened sodas, are actually putting you at risk for type 2 diabetes worse than regular sodas. Now, French researchers get credit for this one. All right. Apparently, they unveiled this yesterday while we were all sleeping, fantasizing about, you know, what soda we're going to drink the next day. It says, contrary to conventional thinking, the risk of diabetes is higher with, quote-unquote, light beverages compared to regularly sweetened drinks. Now, I guess the evidence comes from a huge study where 66,000 French women volunteers were quizzed about their diet habits and their health was then monitored over 14 years. The women were middle-aged or older when they joined the study. The sugar-sweetened sodas, even though those have been previously linked with, you know, diabetes, were tested and were consumed as well as diet drinks. Or they basically what they did is they split up women who either drank soda or those who drank, obviously, diet drinks. They said compared with juice drinkers, women who drank either of the sodas had a higher incidence of diabetes. We understand that. Soda can put you at risk. They said the increased risk was about a third for those who drank 12 ounces per week of either type of soda. So we're talking one soda pop, people. One can of soda can put you at risk for diabetes. And more than double who drank about 20 ounces, which would be obviously a larger one. Drinkers of diet soda, though, had even a higher risk of diabetes than those drinking the regular ones. They say 15% higher, drinking about 16.9 ounces a week, and 59% higher for those drinking about 50 ounces a week. Now, we were talking about, you know, addictions and people addicted to enemas and, you know, people addicted to certain things in the first hour. Not that I went into addictions. I really want to revisit that subject another day because that is that's always a fun topic. What are people addicted to? I guess there's a show on TLC about strange addictions, and I guess we have a couple addicted to coffee enemas. We had I guess there's somebody who's addicted to bee stings. Somebody's addicted to fur. So, you know, you hear these people with strange addictions. But I have many patients who say they're addicted to diet soda, that they have to have diet soda, and they could go through a whole 2-liter bottle. Now, personally, I think diet soda tastes like crap. There is not one diet soda that I like, although, you know what, let me take that back. Diet Orange Crush or Diet Strawberry Crush, those taste great. I can't even tell they're diet drinks. Now, I don't like to drink soda. I usually like to drink water. My studio is full of bottled water. But if I ever, you know, feel like I need something sweet, yeah. And you know what? Diet Sierra Mist, you can't tell. But Diet Cola, oh, my gosh, ugh. And so I don't know how anybody could be addicted to that. They say there was no increase in diabetes among women who drank only 100% fruit juice. But the study noted that women who drank diet sodas tended to drink more of it than women who drank regular sodas. So people would drink, let's say, 2.8 glasses a week diet as opposed to 1.6 glasses of regular soda. See, I got to admit, I mean, if they looked at French women, that blows my mind. How many people do you know that only drinks maybe about a glass and a half of Coca-Cola a week? A week, okay? Most of the people I know, they drink that per meal. Everybody always gets a Coke. They always get a Diet Coke. That's their main liquid staple. It's ridiculous. Now, true, some of you are like, yeah, but the French have wine. So that's why they're drinking less soda. I don't know if the French drink wine with every single meal. I mean, breakfast, really? Nah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But, I mean, many of you have soda in the morning. Remember Brad Pitt had mentioned and the media jumped all over him because he said that to get his kids up in the morning, they'll give him some Coca-Cola just to get them up and going. You know, because they drag out of bed. You know, my kids are dragging. I know that would work. He's right. Brad Pitt, you know, true, he didn't go to medical school. I mean, he's right. Giving them some Coca-Cola will definitely get them up in the morning, just like coffee gets you all up in the morning. But there's no way I'm going to get my kids started on that. You know, it's just, you know, when I had been in residency, that's what I had done. I had bought these 2-liter bottles of soda, and I would take a half a glass to get me up in the morning. It worked because I wasn't a coffee drinker, but I think it's a bad habit. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting that diet soda could, now, why would diet soda put you more at risk for diabetes? Why? Well, is it because you're, trying to quiesce a sweet tooth? And, you know, for you to go through such lengths of drinking diet soda, it means you really don't have good eating habits. Does that kind of make some sense? You know, I mean, as opposed to just having a little bit of a treat, you're drinking diet soda to kind of control your sugar urges. And maybe you may have a lack of control. I don't know. I'm just pulling that out of my sigmoid colon. I don't know why. Could it also be that these artificial sweeteners like aspartame affect your glucose and insulin levels? And maybe your body has evolved to the point where when they recognize artificial sweeteners, they will go, oh, okay, well, now I don't need to make sugar, or they'll make insulin, extra insulin, and then your body will go, well, wait a second, now that we have more insulin, I'll make sugar, and then you'll be more inclined to get diabetes that way. We don't know. We don't know. But what we do know is it's not the healthiest drink, and if you could put anything in your mouth and drink something, right, with your meals, I would probably suggest some water. Yeah, but no rum and coke. We're not talking about alcohol. Yeah, that was a study that came out a couple days ago. The diet soda in your mixer causes you to become intoxicated more than if you had the regular sugary mixer. Yeah, because I guess the diet soda, now you see, in that case, the body recognizes aspartame versus sugar, and it knows the difference. And then you end up absorbing the alcohol quicker because it doesn't sense that aspartame is a real food. Your body's smart. It really is. Whereas having sugar in your mixed drink, your body goes, ah, well, this is sugar, and, you know, I need to digest food, so we're going to slow down the gastric emptying so we could absorb more calories and slow it down, as opposed to alcohol coming through and just getting sucked up. So I guess that was the theory behind that one. But no, I have no idea why diet sodas would put you at risk for diabetes. I think the other thing too is I think a lot of people that drink diet sodas sometimes use it as a substitute for a meal, and then they'll eat less meals a day and larger meals. And that to me could put you at risk also. Don't go away. 1-877-DIET.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. So I'm sure many of you have seen this headline today. Hillary Clinton is the most popular U.S. politician. All right. Does that mean she beats out Barack Obama and Joe Biden? I guess so. They say 61% of American voters approve of Clinton, possible U.S. presidential candidate for 2016. Of course, they're already starting. Of course. Now, yeah, her, oh, I'm not running. Of course, she's going to run. She has it practically in the bag. Of course, she's going to run. Yeah, are we crazy? 61% of American voters approve of Clinton, while 34% say they have an unfavorable opinion. This is a survey by Quinnipiac University that was released today. They said 51% held a favorable opinion of Obama, 46% had an unfavorable opinion for Biden, who's, I guess, 70 years old. Another 2016 contender, 46% gave him good marks compared to 41% who did not. Some of you asked me, they go, how could Hillary Clinton run if Biden's vice president now? Usually they nominate the vice president. Not always. Not always. With McKinley, didn't with the McKinley election with Teddy Roosevelt, where Teddy Roosevelt was like Democrat, McKinley was Republican, and I guess they thought that would be a great ticket. I try to think back at the history of it all, what we learned, and then McKinley ends up getting shot, and then Teddy Roosevelt, ends up being president. And, you don't have to always follow who was in office the previous term. But the reason why I bring this up is not so much to talk about politics as much as to look at the psychology of it. They say only 27% had a favorable view of Rubio. A lot of people still don't know much about Rubio, right? Many people don't know much about Governor Jeb Bush, and all of these are people that may be coming into play in 2016. But it's because the media is, you know, centering around Hillary Clinton. They are going to be working on this campaign as of yesterday. I mean, you know, until, prior, and that's how these parties work. I mean, they start planning years before. Keeps them busy. You know, those of us that lost in the Republican, in this election who are Republican, what do you do? Do you sit there? Do you grieve? Do you cry? No, you get to work. It's part of the process. Okay. Democrats, they could be happy. They could be, you know, jumping around, excited that President Obama had won again, but they're getting to work too. And they're already starting to, there's already super PACs raising money for Hillary. I would be shocked. To me, there's a 99% chance she's running. I would be completely shocked that she doesn't run. And the reason why is the media is saying she has it in the bag. Okay? I mean, I even said it. There is no way that the media, I mean, unless she does something stupid, is going to ridicule her. They love her. They think that because she's a woman, people are going to be ready to vote the first woman president. They voted the first black president. Now they're going to want to be in a historical election voting in the first woman president. Republicans think, well, maybe we could put Marco Rubio up against her, and then we could have the first Hispanic president. I don't know. I think Marco Rubio, great guy. I think it's great. I think he could attract Latino voters, but I also think people want to say they voted in the first woman president, that they were there when that happened. And I think that's a big part of it. Is Hillary all that wonderful? I don't know. You know, I have to admit the woman's pretty strong to have gone through everything she did during Clinton's presidency. Right. To be able to still have a fairly untarnished record and being able to coax the media and keeping her in as wonderful light as she has. You know, I do have to admit she probably is one of the better politicians we've seen. Now, not better in terms of doing what needs to be done, but in terms of knowing how to be a politician. Right. You know, President Obama, we may completely disagree with his policies. We may completely disagree with how he does things, and we can't stand Obamacare, etc. But the one thing I could say he knows how to do is he knows how to be a politician, which is a subject I keep bringing up on the show. The big problem we have are politicians are the ones running the country. Politicians are handling the economy. Okay? You know, we think we have economists. We think we have people with MBAs or people that went to Wharton School or, you know, have a variety, you know, Donald Trump type moguls in the background. No, we really don't. We really don't, which is why nobody thought it would really be important to vote in somebody like Donald Trump or, you know, because people don't think that somebody who's been able to manage his money and know what to do with his family money would really help the presidency. I think we feel that there's so many people on staff and in the White House and in the executive branch and that you really don't have much of an opportunity as the politician to put in your own, let's say, to put in your own or inject your own philosophies you can, but inject your own education. Like, for example, let's say I was president. How much control do you think I would have over health care in terms of writing the bill? No, everybody would write it for you. Congress would write the bill, right? That, you know, I'd be busy. They'd be having me at state dinners and traveling all over the world. So I wouldn't get to sit there and go, look, let's sit down with nurses. Let's sit down with dentists. Let's sit down with pharmacists. Let's sit down with patients. Let's sit down with doctors and really hash this out. No, most of these meetings that the president have are for show. So it's not like the president really gets to put in their education as it is, you know. And again, I mean, what's President Obama's experience being a community leader? You know, he really doesn't have a lot of experience. So, you know, that would be a first to actually have somebody that really knows the economy, where all they've done is crunch numbers. All they've done is, you know, but they're probably not going to get voted in for a while because it'd probably be Republican, right? So, you know, so just looking at the psychology of everybody oohing and eyeing over Hillary, you know, I got to admit, she's a tough woman. She's a very strong woman, and she's a phenomenal politician. All right. Doesn't speak as well, doesn't command like what her husband does when her husband speaks. You know, Bill Clinton speaks, even the Republicans listen. I mean, you know, he has that charisma. But in terms of what else they could do or bring to the country, I just don't know. And I am. I'm a little nervous about any of their policies. So it's just interesting to see them already. You know, like a couple weeks ago, they had a poll saying she and Governor Christie are in a dead heat. A dead heat for what? Okay, we aren't even talking about the election. We just barely got through this election, and we're licking our wounds. And now they're talking about Clinton and Governor Christie? That's why there's been all this hoopla about Governor Christie and his weight, and the former White House physician for Bill Clinton being interviewed by CNN saying Governor Christie would die in office. They're already trying to pick off potential Republican candidates, such that at the last minute, right, in the 11th hour, we have to come up with somebody who hasn't been ridiculed by the media. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has already had 4 years jump. Actually, more. They've already been working on Hillary Clinton's campaign prior to that. So it's just interesting to see the psychology of it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is interesting, okay? They say there's a quote-unquote natural drug that could actually give arthritis relief by quote-unquote rebooting the immune system. Now, remember yesterday I was talking about how the next wave of medicine needs to include arthritis in addition to Alzheimer's. We're talking about all Alzheimer patients, and numbers are going to triple by 2050, and how, you know, in addition, we need to work with arthritis, because as people's life expectancy is rising and we're living now into our 80s, many of us, you know, our bones and our joints are wearing out. And we're having a heck of a time being able to live in the body that's deteriorating around us, even though we're still alive. So this is kind of interesting. They say a single dose of a new drug could reboot the immune system. Now, this has been tested in rheumatoid arthritis patients. They've developed a protein agent modeled after the body's own natural defenses to combat the inflammation and which destroys joints. Rheumatoid arthritis, basically, it affects thousands of people a year. It's a disease where you actually fight your own joints. Now, researchers from King's College London and clinicians from Guy's and St. Thomas NHS Foundation Trust are the first to start the trial of BIP, which is a binding immunoglobulin protein. Now, they're taking 50 patients. The protein is part of the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, but there's not enough quantities in the joints of people who have rheumatoid arthritis. So what they think is giving an IV dose will quickly boost the patient's anti-inflammatory response, could reset the immune system, give it a longer-lasting effect, and help it fight the antibodies that are causing the rheumatoid arthritis. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, now, what about osteoarthritis? Could this work? Well, osteoarthritis, remember, is a different mechanism. Osteoarthritis is wear and tear. And with the wear and tear, you get inflammation. With the inflammation, you get pain. And with pain, you get more inflammation, and then you get some bone-on-bone issues. So, but there's still an inflammatory response, and the inflammatory response could worsen the arthritis. So maybe they're onto something that they could extrapolate and use to multiple arthritises. Not too shabby. Don't go away. We'll be right back. A lot more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fate TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fate TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as, you know, we're watching what's going on with the nor'easter hitting the northeast coast and northeast United States, news outlets are reminding all of us about the risks of shoveling snow and how shoveling snow can put you at risk for heart attacks. We talk about this every year. American Heart Association talks about the strenuous activity and how it could increase your chances of having a heart attack. Now, why? What's the big deal with shoveling snow? Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to have a heart attack shoveling snow, then you're probably going to have a heart attack having sex. You're probably going to have a heart attack running after your dog that ran out of the house and is now running in the street in traffic. You know, if you aren't used to a certain amount of physical activity, and you have clogged arteries or a weakened part of the heart, sometimes just that strenuous extra activity is enough to unfortunately induce one of those events. So experts say there are some people out there who probably shouldn't even pick up the shovel. Now, what happens is it's not only the activity of shoveling, but that you're out there in the cold. And so the double stress puts shoveling snow more of a risky activity than sex would, or vacuuming the house. Now, I'm not saying if you vacuum the house, you're completely safe. You're not going to have a heart attack. And I'm not saying every time you shovel, you're going to be at risk for a heart attack. But if you've never had your heart checked, if you've never had an EKG, if you've never had a stress test, so doctors don't know how clogged you are, some experts are saying maybe you shouldn't do the activity. Well, what kind of advice is that when many of you are dealing now with record snowfalls and you need to be able to shovel your sidewalk, you need to shovel your driveway. You know, I live in an area, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we have a home, what are those called? Those homeowners associations. And if I have a weed in my, you know, in my front yard, I'm already given a naughty notice. So I couldn't possibly imagine living in a community during the winter back east where if you don't shovel, right, you already start getting your naughty notices. Hopefully many of you don't have to live in homeowner association type environments. You know, I notice, you know, many places that don't have homeowners associations, you really still don't see the pink houses. You still don't really see garbage in the front that much. You know, you just got to be able to know your neighbors and, you know, make a community out of your neighborhood. And for the most part, everybody kind of keeps their house nice. But I guess, especially out here in the West, we've had to conform to using homeowners associations and having, you know, actual people drive around like security to see if any of us are in violation, some Gestapo type approach. It's kind of ridiculous if you ask me. You know, really, a little weed, really? But I guess there's some people that just don't take care of their houses and it could decrease property value. So I get it. I get why homeowners associations exist. But anyway, so imagine here you are, you're dealing with the nor'easter, or you're in an area, Minneapolis, etc., a lot of snow coming down. If your hearts aren't ready for that, then yeah, absolutely, you could have a heart attack when you're shoveling snow. So if you have high cholesterol, if you're of advanced age, if you are a smoker, if you have family history of heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, any of those are risk factors for heart disease. If you're a male over 40, female over 50, and my suggestion is have your doctor do an EKG and then maybe consider checking in with the cardiologist and see if you're a candidate for a stress test. And if you're a candidate for a stress test, then work your heart to see what your heart can do exercise-wise. And if you end up having signs of ischemia where your parts of your heart aren't getting blood flow during that stress test, well, then they know you have a compromised artery that could be clogged, or you have damaged heart tissue from a compromised artery, which make you compromised in that level as well. And so then they would probably do a nuclear stress test. Maybe they would do an angiogram to try to see how blocked you could be. They could also use CT scan, and then they would decide how they're going to open you up. Okay, and I can't tell you how many people's lives were saved and their heart attack was prevented because they just went in for some routine screening. Now, I know there was a recommendation that came out a couple months ago saying don't regularly EKG people. If you have a healthy person coming in for a physical, don't do the EKG. Well, of course not, because they don't want people, yeah, I mean, it saves money. I disagree with that. I think it's, I mean, how do you know that you don't have heart disease? You know, one of the mistakes I made one of the very first days of medical school was I was discharging a patient. The doctor had taken care of a patient in the coronary care unit who had had a heart attack. And he had discharged a patient and said, Dahlia, all right, write out his medicines that he's going to need. Well, he's going to need a daily aspirin, he's going to need a beta blocker, etc., not to mention his regular medications for blood pressures, etc. So I'm writing out all the medicines, but I didn't put cholesterol in there. I didn't put a cholesterol medicine. Now, the doctor finds this out before the patient gets discharged and starts yelling at me. He's like, what the hell are you doing? Why didn't you put him on a cholesterol medicine? And I go, trust me, they spoke to us worse back then. I have to keep it clean for the radio. And I go, well, his cholesterol was normal. In fact, really good. Apparently, the gentleman's cholesterol was about 180. Now, at the time, normal was under 240. Nowadays, you know, total cholesterol is 200, right? But in those days, it was 240. So here I have a patient whose cholesterol is 60 points below the range of norm, of the threshold of being high. So, oh my gosh, a cholesterol of 180. Why am I going to give him cholesterol medicine? That's what, that was my thinking as a medical student. And the doctor is looking at me going, but he had a heart attack. Obviously, that cholesterol level, albeit normal according to the blood test of, you know, Quest range, was obviously too high for him. So he still had a heart attack. I don't give a damn if his cholesterol level is normal. You put him on a medication because he had a heart attack because of his cholesterol. Now, that was one of the only times I had ever seen a patient with low or normal cholesterol have a heart attack. But it reminds you that you're not a number, that you just can't fall under a lab value and be treated that way. You know, you need to be looked at as a person. Now, keep in mind, I was just a medical student at the time, and of course, that's why the doctor was overseeing everything. But after he chewed my butt out, oh, nobody left that hospital without a cholesterol medication who had had a heart attack. No way. All right? Now, and again, the cholesterol medicines at the time were Mevacor and Lovastatin, and Lipitor was just about to come out at that time. So, you know, nowadays it seems like everybody's on Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, etc. But at the time, they had a couple of them out there that were working pretty well. But you know, the moral of that story is if that person was looking at his risk factors based on whether he had cholesterol or not, and his doctors for years said your cholesterol is good, then he never thought he was at risk for a heart attack. Which means you can't just go by cholesterol levels alone. I can't tell you how many people go, well, I really don't need to, you know, worry because I don't have high cholesterol, I don't have diabetes, I don't smoke, and I don't have high blood pressure. They got a point. They've already knocked out four of the risk factors. That's wonderful. But that doesn't mean they're 100% in the clear. You see? You know, I'll have people that decline mammograms. They're like, I don't have to have a mammogram because there's no breast cancer in the family. Well, one of the statistics out there is 90% of people who get breast cancer never had it in the family. So at that point, you can't say you're in the clear. So just keep in mind. Now, we also talk about hypothermia. Now, with what's going on back east, as well as, you know, many other states with the cold weather, and we're still in it, many of you are at risk for hypothermia. You know, I was walking around New York last week. It was about 20 degrees, and I started to get a little dazed. And I started to trip. Well, I was only in some leggings. I had my jacket, but I didn't have anything protecting the ears, nothing protecting the legs, and I started to feel a little bit of hypothermia. I mean, it happens pretty quickly. Now, true, I was walking around for about 45 minutes outside, going from, you know, 57th Street to 34th Street. I loved the walk. It was beautiful. But sometimes you think you're dressed warmly enough and you aren't. So please, wear a hat, wear a coat, wear gloves, face mask. Helps kind of warm the air a little bit. Cover those ears. Make sure you stay dry because if you're wet, you cool down quicker. Don't forget to avoid alcohol also. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new time with our XM show. We play live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, online, on your iPhone, on your Android, even though you could actually get us 24-7 online. We are live 9 to noon. Now, XM plays us 5 in the morning Eastern time, but they also now play us noon Eastern time. So for those of you who are kind of catching us at the end of the day at 5 p.m., that's been moved to noon Eastern time because that's when we're live, noon to 3 Eastern time or 9 to noon Pacific. So if you ever want to catch us live, don't forget to flip your station over then. I know many of you are truckers and you're on the road for a very, very long time. try to check us out at our noontime Eastern time or 9 a.m. Pacific time, because you could definitely catch us live. And, of course, if you are listening on your iPhone or Android app, we are live 3 hours a day, here to answer your medical questions, answer your calls. Of course, you could also send an email to our website at drdahlia.com. Find us there. When you do go to our website, don't forget to check out the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We still have a few cabins left. And sign into our guest book. It's always nice to see who's listening and where you guys are listening from. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, February is American Heart Month in the United States. So, you know, obviously we're talking about the heart. And so we were talking about in the previous segment how people who shovel snow, we see more heart attack cases this time of year because people are going out into the cold, getting a little maybe hypothermic, trying to shovel in the snow, doing some exhaustive and exertive type activity, and end up putting themselves at risk. One thing that they is that big group, that big gray cloud that, you know, kind of watches over us doctors, they like us to recommend and educate people on, are the uncommon symptoms of heart attack and heart disease. You guys hear me talk about this every February. I talk about it, though, throughout the year on my show. But it's just something to remind you all. Now, women seem to not have the same presentation of a heart attack as men many times. But these also go for men. I can't tell you how many times. Like, for example, when my father had a heart attack, he never had chest pain. When he died, he felt weird, he felt a little dizzy, no chest pain. So this goes for men as well. Now, yes, the tail mark, hallmark sign of a heart attack would be chest pain. Why? Why do you get chest pain when you have a heart attack? Well, if the muscle doesn't get blood flow, imagine when you're sleeping on your arm. You know, when you wake up and you sleep on your arm, or if you were, you know, sitting crisscross applesauce on your legs, and then you feel like you didn't get blood flow in your legs, and then it hurts and it cramps. That seems to be, you know, when you cut off blood supply, immediately the nerves tell you, because they want you to move or start increasing your respiration or a variety of other sort of defense techniques to try to get blood flow back. So when you lose blood flow to the heart, usually you'll have pain. And depending on where the heart attack is, sometimes the pain will be on the left side. Sometimes pain could be even on the right side. Sometimes the pain can refer because the nerves are long, and you could have a referred pain that goes up to the neck, that could go to the shoulder. It could even go to the upper back, could go to the left arm. It could even go to the tooth. Okay, so many times if you're going to have chest pain, it's usually a pressure type pain as opposed to something very sharp and localized. But we've heard people describe a variety of different types of pain, and it could be a heart attack. So assume it's a heart attack until proven otherwise. But then you have groups of people that just don't have pain. Sometimes your diabetics, they don't really seem to have a lot of pain, and your diabetics won't feel the chest pain. I mean, the nerves are sending signals, but the diabetics don't feel it, which is why if you have diabetes, we're always watching your heart, and we always kitten glove you when it comes to your cardiovascular status, because you may not have the same symptoms that a non-diabetic does, and you may not have any idea that you're having chest pain. Sometimes women don't have chest pain. Remember Rosie O'Donnell apparently was going through some ischemia or angina, some spasm of the blood vessels after she had helped somebody out of her car. And I guess she went home that night feeling sore. She goes to her doctor the next day, and he said, you could have a heart attack any second. You have a lack of blood flow to the heart. All right. She just felt kind of sore. So, you know, sometimes I think we're biased because we, you know, watch television and we think somebody's going to clutch their heart, etc. Sometimes it's not like the way it is in the movies. It could be something very mild. You could feel like you're having heartburn. You know, sometimes I've had patients, and I've told you about the patient I took care of in the ER, where she was a little nauseous, but in there for a bladder infection. And it turned out she was nauseous because she had a heart attack the night before. So you could have some stomach upset. You could have acid reflux. You could have heartburn. You could have nausea, or you could be vomiting. So, you know, if you have a family member that's sitting there vomiting, man or woman, don't just think, okay, well, it was some bad tuna or it was food poisoning, they could be vomiting because of a heart attack. It could be the heart could be irritating the linings in the thorax, could be irritating the esophagus, the diaphragm, etc. And what's unfortunate about people who vomit when they have heart attacks is you hurt after you vomit, right? Your chest hurts after you throw up. The ribs hurt because you strain the ribs, the intercostal muscles, not to mention the acid. So for those of you that are listening to this, you're going to go up to one of your family members who just threw up going, okay, you have chest pain? Well, yeah, they'll be like, well, yeah, I have chest pain because I just threw up. How do you know if that's not heart? Pretty scary stuff. Sometimes people just feel lightheaded or dizzy. They won't have any pain. They'll just feel lightheaded or dizzy. How many times have you felt lightheaded or dizzy? This is what blows my mind. I mean, you could be so paranoid, you know, when you hear this. But again, like I said, this is something we're supposed to bring up to you during American Heart Month. You being dizzy. You know, anytime I have a patient that comes in saying I'm dizzy, I feel a little lightheaded, I always check their heart. I do not want to mess around. I have no idea if they could be dizzy because they're not getting a good pump of blood because their heart muscle has been damaged. Then, of course, shortness of breath. Many times if you have a heart attack, you have trouble breathing. So let's say you guys just were, let's say, walking around Disneyland and you're like, I may be out of shape. Watch that relative. That may actually be a heart attack. Yeah, it's one thing to be out of shape. How many of us have gone upstairs, right? Elevator's broken, so we decide to go upstairs, and we're like huffing and puffing, right? And then, of course, your chest is a little uncomfortable. Are you huffing and puffing because you're out of shape, or are you huffing and puffing because you just did exertional activity to cause a heart attack? So, these symptoms could be very, very vague. I mean, shortness of breath could occur with pneumonia. Shortness of breath could occur with asthma, with COPD, emphysema. You know, it doesn't always mean heart, but you don't ever blow it off going, oh, I'm just out of shape because that could be a heart attack. And then sweating, excessive sweating. You know, I'll look around temple or church, and if I see somebody, you know, sweating kind of hard, you know, I'll kind of go up to them. Usually a lady's like, look, I had a hot flash, you leave me alone. I'm like, all right. Okay, maybe it was a hot flash. Okay, maybe. But I always get nervous when I see people start to sweat. When you see excessive sweating when nobody else is sweating, you wonder if it's a heart attack. All right? Now, you know, what I don't want happening is you guys having any of these symptoms and then going to the emergency room every time you have the symptoms. What I would rather happen is many of you over 40, you have a friendly cardiologist that you check in with every now and then. And that cardiologist ends up being somebody that you have on your speed dial. Not so much his phone directly, but, you know, at least his office or his answering service. And if he's checked your heart, if he's done an EKG, he knows your family doctor or internist is watching your cholesterol, he's done a stress test and he knows your arteries are good, then my recommendation is to sit down and go, look, I know there's all these other signs and symptoms that could be a heart attack that are a little atypical, like shortness of breath, lightness, dizziness. So I don't keep running to the emergency room. What would you suggest I do if I ever experience these with you knowing my cardiovascular status? And come up with a plan with him or her. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.